Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Bird Gang Draft Podcast here on Anchor, hosted by Corey. On today's episode, we are going to be talking a little bit about the Arizona Cardinals' 1-1 record and where they stand in line with the rest of the NFC West heading into Week 3, and we will be talking about their first NFC West matchup of the year as they play their first NFC West opponent, the LA Rams. The Arizona Cardinals are 1-1 after their big overtime victory in Las Vegas, 29-23, and they are tied for first place with the San Francisco 49ers, the LA Rams, and the Seattle Seahawks. The Arizona Cardinals are going to have a tough test as they play their first NFC West opponent of the year, the LA Rams, as the LA Rams are led by defensive stars Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey, and on the offensive side of the ball are led by star receiver Cooper Kupp and star quarterback Matthew Stafford. The LA Rams have just come off a Super Bowl last year and are now 1-1 after they won their first game of the season this past week at home against the Atlanta Falcons. The Arizona Cardinals are going to rely a lot on their defense and need to rely on their offense to score them a lot of points, because if they don't do that, they're going to be absolutely destroyed on Sunday by the LA Rams and their high-scoring offense and their really tough defense. I believe the Arizona Cardinals will be 1-2 and looking on the outside in, as they will lose 30-27 against the LA Rams, since the LA Rams have had the Cardinals' number at State Farm Stadium the past couple of years. The LA Rams are 8-0 against the Cardinals on the road at State Farm Stadium, and the Cardinals are having a hard time winning games at home. I feel the Cardinals will be a lot better, though, as Trayvon Mullen will be coming back since being acquired early in the season from the Las Vegas Raiders. But I do believe that the Cardinals are going to have some tough times this season since they have one of the toughest records this season. I will be back with another episode tomorrow, and I will hope you all have a great rest of your day. Good night, everybody.